USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's presidential debate. How will you handle COVID-19 going forward? President Trump.
If you take a look at what we've done in terms of goggles and masks and gowns and everything else, and in particular ventilators, we're now making ventilators all over the world, thousands and thousands a month, distributing them all over the world. It will go away, and as I say, we're rounding the turn, we're rounding the corner. It's going away.
Democrat nominee Joe Biden.
We're in a situation now where the New England Medical Journal, one of the serious, most serious journals in the whole world, said for the first time ever that the way this president has responded to this crisis has been absolutely tragic. And so, folks, I will take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
In a suspected letdown to Uber and Lyft, a California appeals court said Thursday that the companies must classify their drivers as employees rather than independent contractors. Dara Hosho-Rahi, CEO of Uber, tells CNN the drivers like the status they have now.
Our drivers are their own CEOs. They're their own bosses. They make their own hours. They decide when they're going to take vacation, when they're not going to take vacation. They do not want to be employees who have to check in, clock in, and clock out the traditional way. And they love the control that they have. And if they work hard and they do well, they make more. And they can make the trade-off between earnings and flexibility.
The state argued that by classifying their drivers as contractors, Uber and Lyft deprive those workers of benefits they are entitled to under a new law that took effect January 1st. The law known as Assembly Bill 5 or AB 5. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
NASA hitched a ride on a near-Earth asteroid. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
NASA says it's landed a spacecraft on the near-Earth asteroid Bennu and collected a sample. The agency showed images Wednesday of the OSIRIS-REx craft making a touchdown on the rock, kicking up dust with a blast from a tank of nitrogen, and taking a 60-gram sample. OSIRIS-REx traveled for more than 2 years to get to Bennu, which is more than 200 million miles away from Earth. The craft orbited the asteroid for more than 2 years, taking observations before descending to the surface to take its sample. NASA scientists will determine if the craft collected a large enough sample this weekend. If so, the craft will head back to Earth, where it's expected to return in fall 2023.
Enterprise Technology Research, or ETR, says the percentage of workers around the world that is permanently working from home is expected to double in 2021 as productivity has increased. ETR surveyed about 1,200 chief information officers from around the world across different industries. The CIOs also expressed increased optimism about business prospects in 2021, as they see an increase in tech budgets by 2.1%, compared with a 4.1% decline this year due to the lockdowns triggered by the pandemic. The survey said IT decision makers expect permanent remote work to double to 34.4% of their company's workforce in 2021, as compared to 16.4% before the COVID-19. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.